Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cestrino back here to talk about the return of The Circle to Netflix Season 3, episode number 1 recap. And here I am to talk about it with the buddy that's in my catfish room with me. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm alerted, Rob. I've been alerted.
Alert.
Yes. We're back.
We're back. We're back, baby. Circle Season 3. Can you believe it, Taryn?
All of a sudden, it's like it's all Circle all the time. I mean, I feel like The Circle entered my life like just a couple years ago, and now there's been like 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between the UK and the US.
Yeah, this one did sneak up on us because the last one we did was, what, in April?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we had fun watching it. Could you tell me 3 things that happened on The Circle Season 2?
We had Tara Leisha versus Savannah.
Okay. Oh, that's better than I could have done. Yes.
Oh, we had the winner.
Yes. The winner. Yes. Trevor.
Trevor was Trevor. Trevor. The catfish.
Yeah.
And then
Jack couldn't put makeup on the doll.
Yes.
Emily.
Oh, yeah. And the Chloe and other dude romance.
Yeah, I said Lance Bass was there.
Lance Bass. Yeah. See, that's all coming back to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. River was a guy.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So The Circle, Season 3 is back with, a whole bunch of new players and catfishes. And so we'll talk through the first episode here today. I think what we're going to do, rather than the daily episodic recaps that Taryn was doing for the previous Circle editions, I think we're just going to reconvene on the weekend, on Saturdays for the next couple of weeks, and talk about the Circle at large. We have Big Brother US season happening right now. Taryn's got the daily live feed updates. Taryn, is that workable for you?
Yes, it's a weird schedule that they use here with Netflix, because it's like they drop 4 episodes at once. So if you're trying to watch and listen, you have to sort of watch and then stop and then listen to the podcast before you can listen to the next one. It's kind of a weird thing, so we figured let's just try and do it. Just do it in the dump, so you can just watch all the episodes and then listen. Just feels like it makes a little more sense.
Okay, so we'll be doing that. We'll get together with the panel on Saturday of this week. We're just going to talk about the first episode and give you a little bit of a preview of what you're about to watch. If you're on the fence about Circle Season 3, we'll give you some more information and you can make that call. But Taryn, big picture, what do you think? Did they change enough up here to make The Circle Season 3 interesting or different in any way from the previous Circle editions?
Well, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure they just filmed this season like back to back with the previous one.
You believe that is correct?
So I think they're just kind of like, let's just bang out a couple of these. So I expect that it's going to be in the same vein as Season 2. That we're not going to get something that's dramatically different, which I'm mostly fine with.
Yeah, I just feel like that having seen, you know, two of these U.S. seasons, like I feel like that we kind of know how it's going to go. And maybe that there is a different casting choices that can be made that might make things be a little bit more interesting one way or another. I'm just feeling a little bit lacking. Like, I feel like that we need something to shake things up a little bit.
That's definitely, I can see that. I think part of it for me is that, like, these are bite-sized enough, especially the U.S. versions, that it's like, if I just get a little bit more regular old Circle, I'm mostly fine with that. Mm-hmm. You know, if they come in season four and they've got some new fun thing, like, I'd be cool with that if this one is a little bit more of the same. But I agree with you. I don't think this is sustainable long-term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like that we are a little less reliant on the catfishing here in season three. And I have to say, I think I like that.
Yeah, there are very few catfish here in the cat. There's basically one person that's full on playing a different person. And then everyone else is like, at most, there's just like you're changing a slight small bit of themselves, or there's like an extra person in there with them. So only one like true to form catfish so far.
Yeah. Overall, what do you think of this cast for season three?
I'm intrigued. I'm interested. There are a couple people that stood out to me that I'm interested in watching as they go forward. Very energetic mm-hmm. group, which I think is a good thing. I feel like in the past four Circle premieres, I've been a little bit underwhelmed. It's felt a little sleepy. I didn't really get that sense this season, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, one of the criticisms that I think we both had for the first episode of season two, I don't think we got an elimination in. I think the cliffhanger of season two, episode one, was who was going to get safety, right?
You know what? Yeah, I think that was it.
At least we had an honest to goodness. Somebody was eliminated in the first episode.
Yeah, that was definitely, I think that helped. I mean, it felt like a long episode. I didn't actually check the runtime.
It was 58 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little long for a Circle episode.
But, you know, I think it's the right call. Get us an elimination. Good move.
Yeah. Okay. I felt like that, I thought this cast was pretty relatable in a lot of different ways. I feel like this is like a very like East Coast heavy Circle cast. Like, I don't know if there's some sort of like a secret sauce with like Joey being the original season one winner. But I felt like that there was like a lot of like East Coast, like New York, New Jersey-ness for like a lot of the people, like almost half the cast of this season of the Circle.
Yeah, you know, I didn't keep track of where they were all from. I know there were at least two Southerners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But was everyone else like, East Coast?
Yeah. So I feel like, Matthew, who plays Ashley, he's from Long Island. Roxana is from, New Jersey. I felt like that, the sister of Ava, who is, Chanel, she's bringing a lot of like Real Housewives of New Jersey vibes to, the show. Even Daniel, who is from Florida, like, I feel like that, he seems a little bit like, a loud New Yorker.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was from Florida, was the thing. Mm-hmm. I think what he said was born and raised in Florida, but still pasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
He felt pasty.
Yeah. So, I felt like the cast is pretty fun. Let's talk through them. We meet Calvin up first. Calvin is a chef.
Private chef.
Private chef. He has private albums.
Yeah. Yes. And he talks a lot about the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
His charm works 99.9% of the time. The ladies love a private chef. And I just felt like I don't know about you, Rob, but if I hired a private chef, I don't know if I'd want to hire a private chef that was all about charming the ladies. I feel like it's not a person I necessarily want to invite into my home.
Well, because it depends who you are. Yeah, you make a good point. Like, if I invite this private chef over to make dinner for me and my wife, like, if I'm going to like that.
Is he just going to have this attitude the whole time that, like, look, if I wanted to?
Yeah.
99.9% of the time.
That's it. I'm only dealing with public chefs from now on.
Yeah.
That's enough. that Calvin comes in. I like, he has one of his photo albums is called Drip.
Drip.
It's got that drip.
What do you think it sounds like?
I think that's his drippiest pictures. I think I need an album called Drip.
Yeah. Like where does it come from? Where what's drippy about it?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. I think it's just like dripping with swagger.
Okay. All right. I see that. Okay.
Yeah. He's got that drip.
Just dripping with charm.
Confidence. Yeah.
Confidence.
Yep.
Eye contact. Yes.
Yep.
It's dripping it into the pot that he's going to
stir. No. That's a Board of Health violation.
What was I'm talking about? I don't want a drippy dude in my house.
That's true. What is Calvin's specialty dish? Do we get that?
Did we? What
was this? I think it was yogurt, I think.
Was it? I'd missed this. His specialty dish is yogurt. All right. Hold on. Yeah. Calvin, come on over.
All right. And then after Calvin, we got to meet Michelle. Michelle's 52. She's from South Carolina. And I'm like, all right, here comes Michelle. Who's she going to catfish as? But then right? Michelle's going to, honest to goodness, play Michelle.
Yeah, this was funny for me, actually. The subtitles were on as I watched this.
Yeah.
And the introduction to Michelle, the very first thing we heard from her was subtitled, in parentheses, gasps in Southern accent. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently you can gasp with your Southern accent.
Yeah. Trying to think of what that would be like. I don't know. I don't think you can gasp in an accent.
I feel like that was 75% there.
Yeah. So.
She's going in as, she wants to be the circle mom, circle dog mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's going to be her strategy.
Have we seen anybody be the true circle mom?
Usually you see people pretending to be the circle mom.
Yeah, pretending to be a mom. But usually like they're the mom of like, I have a baby. Like that nobody is like sort of like that we see like, you know, somebody in their 40s or 50s. Like, you know, like we see on, you know, Survivor or Big Brother, like the quote unquote, the mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I can't recall like a true mom figure. Certainly not in the US edition. In the UK version, there have been moms that were catfishing as their son. Mm-hmm. There have been
Ed's people mom. Sure.
Yes, there you go. Ed's mom was there. People that have catfished as like the grandma of the house, but no true to form like mother figures in the game, it seems.
And Michelle came in and she's like, I've got the mind of a 20-year-old. I'm like, all right, well, I really thought we're setting up that she's going to catfish. But no, she's going to be herself. Michelle does open mic comedy. What do you think that's like, Taryn?
She probably talks about dogs and how she doesn't like kissing them.
Got two dogs, but I don't kiss them. Because if you knew where they've been licking, trust me, you wouldn't kiss them either.
What's the deal with them? I don't know why I think she's Seinfeld in her open mic, but
that's her premise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we learn anything else about Michelle in this episode?
Not really.
Yeah. We learned that she knows which women are promiscuous and not. She could tell by looking at Ava.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
Okay. And then we meet Keisha, but she goes by Crazy K.
Known as Crazy K, referred to as K.
Yeah.
And so they're going to call her K. She says she is honest, super smart.
Yep.
And a little devious.
A little bit. Yeah. Honest and devious.
Deviously honest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Taryn, she goes by the motto, she's going to CCCF. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is comedy, commonalities,
mm-hmm.
compliments,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of fantasy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great social strategy.
Yeah. CCCF. Yeah.
You pronounce it right.
Yeah. Should she go with FCCC? Like the FCC is already something.
People not the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC. See? Yeah.
People might complain to her about Big Brother seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that Kylan wrote in any complaints to the FCC?
Absolutely.
Not yet.
I bet he has a lot of opinions on net neutrality.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Kay, I mean, I think is the star of the episode, no?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I think, well-chosen, black and white, fun bun photo.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think about the black and white photo? I know that she's going to have a private chat with Calvin to talk about it, but, you know, I kept thinking that she was already eliminated.
Right? It does. It stands out. It is, you know, it's an interesting choice. It's clearly one that has worked. I think it's the combination of black and white plus the bun buns.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be scared of the bun buns. And when you've got bun buns, you can balance it out with the black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, it really threw me for a loop every time they showed like the screen with everybody's picture, that every time I saw her black and white photo, I was like, oh, she's out already.
Yeah. She's the eliminated
memory
one.
Wall. Okay. All right. Here comes Matthew. Matthew is from Long Island. And I guess that his look is too intimidating, Taryn.
Yes. He's a health and fitness consultant. And mm-hmm. He's too intense. Looking. So he's going to catfish as the opposite of that. Somebody who I guess seems very like soft and kind and approachable. His best friend, Ashley.
Yeah. That must be an awkward conversation that you have with your friend where it's like, you know what? I'm too intimidating, but you're soft and, you know, nobody's going to be scared of you.
Yeah. Nobody would ever be intimidated by you. Yeah. I feel like this is going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could totally pretend to be you.
Yeah.
You're not that complicated.
Exactly. Like basically I'm you plus the muscles and intimidation factor. But, but yeah, if I could be you just if I looked like you, if I had pictures of you, then I could easily just, you know, bing, yeah. Bam, boom.
Yeah. With your like unassuming appearance in my CCCF, we could really go places.
Yeah. I was concerned for his bio because, again, the catfishes all often screw this up. They go too generic. They're too, you know, like, oh, this is what a 20-something woman would say. And he says, Long Island girl from the bagels to the pizza.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in fairness, I think he does have that down. I think that's probably, would be Nicole's bio, I think, if she
probably, okay.
Yeah.
See, I felt right away like bagels and pizza. Like that's the mm-hmm. first thing. Like that's the most generic thing that you could take from like, okay, I'm Long Island, bagels and pizza. Boom. I know what Long Island's about.
It's a stereotype, but it's also a stereotype for a reason, Taryn.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's taken very seriously.
It's fair. I mean, the bagels and pizza are very good. I'm not going to argue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like we go home, it's like, all right, where are the bagels and when are we getting a pizza?
Yeah, okay.
So, all right. That's the first four. First four in.
All right. I like circle chats. I like circle that they chat. Split it up. Yeah. Like it's not like eight profiles in a row with nothing to shake it up or okay, first four. Now we get a little bit of a conversation. Then we get a little bit more. Then we get more conversation. Then we get a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Although I feel like that the conversation, really nothing to say. It's a lot of like, hey,
that is the problem.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. I liked when Calvin said that he likes Kay's Princess Fiona hair.
Yeah, I was like, Princess Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't know who Princess Fiona is. Then the announcer was like, You mean Princess Fiona? You mean Princess Leia? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Is it possible he did mean Princess Fiona?
The only Princess Fiona I can think of wasn't
that's
the
Shrek's wife.
Shrek Fiona, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, could he think that those are like ogre ears?
The bun buns?
Yeah. I mean, in the right place to be sort of like in the top of the head, like ogre ears.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden that went from a compliment to maybe not a compliment real quick.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
He looks like an ogre.
Well, I mean, Shrek fell in love. Good enough for Shrek, right?
It's also an ogre, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's meet then. We get two more people to come in. Roxana, who was a lot of fun. Roxana is a little person and a big attitude, though.
Yes. She's also Indian American. Mm-hmm. I loved her being like, give me the best Bollywood drop.
Yeah.
I really liked Roxana. I felt like she had a really interesting personality. I felt like I wanted more from her throughout the episode.
Yeah. She said that she was going to wait to drop the bomb on the group of telling them about that she is a little person, but I mean I don't know, should she have led with that?
No, I think this is the right call. I mean, as long as she's not the first one out before she ever even gets to,
well, that's the danger.
Feel this,
yeah.
It is the danger, but
I mean, she was in seventh place. I mean, it was a close call.
It is, I think it's the right call. I think it you know, exposes more layers of yourself. I think that has been a winning formula in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you've talked about this on other shows about other subjects about like I'm going to like, I have some like this personal information, but I'm going to like withhold this information. And then you end up being more guarded and holds you back from connecting with people.
Yes. I mean, she can't hold it in for too long. As long as she intends to say it, I would assume within the next few episodes, the next time they get a picture, probably, which would, you know, hopefully not be too deep in. But yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, perhaps she was, perhaps she was a little bit more guarded, having to hide a part of herself. And maybe that's why she was a little bit lower. But it's also like, you know, it's so early in the game. She could have been lower. They barely had any time to interact anyway.
Okay. We meet Daniel, who is 20.
Yes. He loves screaming.
He's loud.
I really like Daniel. I am finding him very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me a little bit of Freddie from season one of the UK.
Yeah.
Where he just has that, like, he's just in your face, just like, I'll stoop as low as I need to go. And he's just constantly ragging on people. I'm enjoying him.
I was trying to place, who does Daniel look like? The closest I came up with was John Mulaney. Do you know John Mulaney?
I do know John Mulaney. He's just so much older, but maybe like a younger John. I mean, John Mulaney looks younger, but he seems still. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. So Daniel, I do think, is set up well here, because I think that he's got sort of like the like Shuby vibe of like that. He looks like he's a very young person, although that he is cagey. I think he looks very innocent.
Yes, he knows it. He's using this to his advantage that he looks very innocent. I feel like we've seen this before on The Circle a few times, of like the sort of like young, like, I'm gonna play innocent, but I'm actually devious. Usually the deviousness does not end up actually coming out or mattering at all, except for the case of Freddie. Hopefully we get something a little better here with Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And also his loudness doesn't come through in messaging into the circle.
Yeah. Filtered through the circle, I think, is a good, good spot for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roxana and Daniel join the conversation to talk about what drinks would they be?
Yeah. What cocktail, if you were a cocktail, what would you be
instead of riding cocktails?
I'd, yeah. Yeah. You weren't riding them. This is a, you know, maybe I'm not an alcohol person, but this is a weird comparison to me.
Yes.
Are there that many options that really speak to your personality when it comes to cocktails?
I think so. I mean, I think that we see everybody kind of lean kind of hard onto the virgin drinks, which, yes, it does have the word virgin, but also speaks to then it being a non-alcoholic drink. You know, like, I guess there's the innuendo, but yeah,
I feel like they just went straight for like spicy, virgin, just regular adjectives. Like, we're not doing anything here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what a spicy virgin margarita is. So, like, I've never heard of that drink.
Right. You're basically saying like, what two words would you use to describe yourself? And you just have to use virgin as one of them, apparently.
Yeah. So
I'm a spicy virgin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess a spicy virgin margarita is a thing, but you know, that's not really a drink that I've ever been in the company of anybody that has been ordered.
Yeah. If I was asked this question, if I was in the circle and somebody said, what cocktail would you be? I would literally have no idea what to answer. So, Rob, you need to tell me what cocktail I would be so that I have an answer.
I think you could go with virgin pina colada.
Virgin pina colada. All right.
Because you don't drink, and pina colada probably is very close to the consistency and texture of yogurt.
There you go.
So I think that actually would be a good answer for you.
Okay.
I don't know what cocktail I would be.
Unfortunately, I can't help you.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it'd be something basic.
Now I just have the song in my head, and I'm just trying to think through the song and make sure that there's nothing that would be bad for me in there.
Well, the song doesn't have the ingredients to what's in the drink.
No, but isn't it a weird song?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's about a couple that puts out a personal ad, and then they end up going in they're cheating on each other, but they end up responding to the same personal ad.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And it's like that they're responding to the ad and I didn't even know you liked all these things.
Okay.
It's a little bit catfishing.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. All right. So, all right, Roxana and Daniel, they're in the circle chat. Okay, let's bring in Nick, who is terrible, right? Nick is the worst.
Yeah, he says, all the ladies say talk nerdy to me, and I do.
And he does. Stop it. How many women are talking to Nick?
He's a handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
And he works for a big tech company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's got a great wingman.
Yeah.
Girls love Frenchies. It's a well-known fact.
We're hearing about Nick's companies. If I was Nick's employer, I think I might just keep an extra eye on Nick in the workplace.
Yeah.
He's bringing big harassment energy to the circle.
What is with this? I did have that thought when I was watching Nick, because it was the second man on this cast that was talking about how all the ladies love them. And I genuinely had the thought of it's weird that people still think this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in a bubble apparently where I'm not interacting with men to talk about how all the ladies love them. Because I felt like 10 years ago, I would have seen this as a normal thing. But now I'm like, this is still a thing.
I don't know. I get the sense with Nick, Nick, have you ever met a woman before? Nick was really high strung.
Oh my God. And he also said that he's going to win this money unless he meets an absolute dime. And I'm okay, now we're in the 20s. What is...
Yeah.
This is not me. This is 100 years ago now.
And also that Nick feels like that if people know what his job is, then, you know, it would be over for him. If they found that he works at a tech company, that's it. He's done for. So he needs to tell people that he's in a band. He's a drummer. Yeah,
they're going to know he's an evil mastermind if they know he works for a big tech company. So instead, he's going to be a drummer. And not just a drummer, Rob.
Yeah.
A punk rock drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He gets called out pretty early on this by Ava, or is it Ava or is it Chanel, who's like, Ava. He has no tattoos, no earrings. What kind of drummer is he?
Yes, exactly. This guy is not punk. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
No way.
And Ava is like, hey, I am into Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. He is one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Linkin Park is not a he, actually. Yeah. It's a band. Mm-hmm. And her sister's like, he doesn't even have an earring. It's like, but you know, you don't judge book you by his cover. Look at this dog. Yeah. Like, you're falling for the dog. This is, Chanel is 1,000% correct. No punk rock drummer looks like Nick.
Yeah. Nick is very, proud of his dog. The French bulldog, the ultimate wingman. And he tells us, Saren, girls love Frenchies.
Well, known fact. Yeah.
You're daggone right. Yeah. Okay. So hashtag Big Nick Energy is here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he really went for it with that one, huh?
The BNE.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Ava and her sister Chanel. This is the most random pairing of all time, Taryn. How did this happen?
They also strike me as like straight out of the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like everything about them. She's a singer-songwriter influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister is like the behind-the-scenes mastermind behind it all, apparently.
Is that what it is? It's like Ava seemed like that she's like a mannequin, no personality, and her sister is Teresa Giudice.
It's interesting. I mean, how much is Chanel really doing? Mm-hmm. Is she really the mastermind? Is Ava just the face? Like, I want to know more details.
Is that like the whole thing of like Ava's brand is just basically like her sister is like her social media accounts? And is that why they applied for the circle of like, hey, we should be on your show because my sister, she's the pretty face and I'm the brains behind the operation.
Well, see, that's the thing is that it could be that that is the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that her sister tells herself that that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
When it's really just Ava is doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister's like, no, you should do this.
Mm-hmm. And Chanel talks a lot about Jesus also.
They're like, we gotta look good. We gotta look good. Well, nobody's going to see us. No, Jesus can see us. So we always need to look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually really liked them. I thought they were funny.
Yeah. I hope that they can find a way to stick it out.
Yeah.
Because, they are a comedy duo. It'd be a good Amazing Race pair. Okay. So, all right. Ava and Nick are here. Did you catch what drink Nick would be?
Okay. Nick said that he would be a Reniculous.
Yep.
Rummy Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of one circle chat, he has now made a pun with his name twice.
Mm-hmm.
Both times for the same word.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Taryn, also, the circle cast, we said, like, hey, did they change enough this season? But they have custom avatars this season.
They had them last season, too. They just never used them.
Oh, they didn't know they were there.
I think so. Either they didn't know they were there, or they just never like had them in the edit. I don't think they used them regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do they use custom avatars in the UK circle?
They had them there as well, but they didn't. I don't think they were particularly used very often there either.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if these went away, unless these like have a big storyline this season. It wouldn't surprise me if they don't bother doing this again in the future.
I don't like the custom avatars.
If they're too representative of the person.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little too expressive. Like, the game is like use text and emoji and hashtags. And now we've got like a custom, like, is next going to be like, send, so happy to be here. Give me a Devon leaving the Big Brother house, Jeff.
How about, can you do like a deep fake of the person I'm catfishing as saying, hi, guys?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. Like, I would be surprised if we're getting like all sorts of like memes and stuff like that. Give me a distracted boyfriend. but then over his head, write Nick, then put Calvin over the other girl. And then me over the, you know.
What a disaster that would be. If they let them use memes, it would literally just turn into, they'd all just be memeing each other nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There'd be no words.
All right. So let's play an icebreaker game, Taryn.
Let's do it.
Okay. Icebreaker game. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Overall, I didn't love this game.
This was a terrible game. The fact that the most controversial thing in this game was that a lady didn't want to kiss her dogs on the mouth was a perfectly representative of how terrible this was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We asked them like dumb questions that
if nobody ever finds out, would I cheat in a game to win? Yes or no? That is one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard, because the entire premise is that you would only do it if you weren't caught. So why would you say, yes, I would do that? Nobody who would say yes to that question.
Well, I thought they might do it like a reveal, like, ooh, three people said they would. Oh, okay. Like, I feel like that.
If it was anonymous, yes.
It was anonymous. But then I didn't know they were going to like show the avatars of like everybody that did that. Like, the question is if nobody would find out.
It's basically like, the question is basically, how dumb are you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Oh, nobody's dumb. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. Is it better to marry for looks or for money? Two people said it was better to marry for money. That was Calvin.
Yes.
And that was also Ava.
Yes. Calvin was like, yeah, they're all liars.
Yeah.
This is weird to me that some people were like, how? So shallow. Mm-hmm. Is one really worse than the other? I mean, isn't the point is that both of them are shallow?
Yeah, I guess they're shallow in different ways. Like, it wasn't like that the question was, would you marry for money or for love? Like, exactly. Like, if you marry for money or for looks?
You know, if you're like, this person sucks, but they're gorgeous, I'm going to marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, this person sucks, but they're rich and you marry them. Both are equally seemingly shallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I would say that probably marrying the person who sucks but is rich, like you may be able to leave and take some of that money
marry a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Take some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're not shallow.
Yeah. So and then someone will marry you for your money.
There you go. The cycle repeats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trickle down economics, Rob.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Do you have a signature dance move, Taryn?
You know, I can't say that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say that I do. It's because I have too many,
too
Rob.
Too many. Too many. Yeah. But Kay almost blew it here with getting too cute.
Yeah, it's she was really, really going for it there. And we never even see her get to like explain this answer. I don't know if she did in the circle chat.
I think
she
must
never
have cleaned it up because she ends up being rated number one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that this is as abhorrent as not kissing your pet on the mouth.
Okay, well, let's go to the big one, the coup de grace. Would you let a pet kiss you on the mouth? Michelle, no way. No way, no how.
I see where those tongues go.
Yeah. Okay, Taryn, can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Do you let Kellis the cat kiss you on the mouth?
Of course. Come on.
Are they going to suck your breath out?
Never once has my cat murdered me. So I think I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not proud to say it, but I'm pretty sure I have let a dog kiss me on the mouth. I'm sure that has happened. I don't seek out a dog mouth kiss.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if a dog started licking me in the mouth, I would turn away. I'd be like, okay, that's enough. I wouldn't just like sit there and be like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go for it.
This position. Mm-hmm. But I also wouldn't be, I also wouldn't be like, I am not going to let my mouth get anywhere near that dog.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they?
Maybe it depends on the dog, because I don't think that every single dog is a butt licker, maybe as much as Michelle's dogs might be.
Exactly.
Like, no, those dogs are notorious butt lickers. I've seen what they eat.
Yeah. If for what it's worth, I don't see my cat licking his butt. He licks his paw, mm-hmm. and then he uses his paw to clean himself because mm-hmm. he is a sanitary kitten. He's not disgusting like I guess Michelle's dog.
Mm-hmm. But people are just, what? Michelle doesn't kiss her dogs. She's got two dogs right there. Kiss those dogs on the mouth, she's Michelle.
Practically kissing them in that photo.
Yeah.
Like what would it, what is like, if somebody had two dogs in their photo and they were catfishing, 1,000% they say, fishing. Yes, I would kiss my dog on the mouth when I go fishing. the fact that she said no would tell me either she's very smart and she's double bluffing, or she's just not a catfish, because a catfish would just go to the easy answer of yes, of course. I would kiss my dogs in the mouth. Look at my
photo. Right. But you're somebody who has logicked this out and has spent a lot more time thinking about this, I think, than any person who's on the show actually has. Like, oh, this doesn't make sense. Obviously anybody that has a dog in their picture would kiss the dog on the mouth. This must be fake. Does not compute. Half the cast said they would not kiss the... It wasn't like that Michelle was on an island.
Yeah, Roxana agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Kay agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin agreed.
Okay. So we also get at this point a comment from... I believe it was actually Chanel, who's supposed to be the brains of the operation, to say to the group, it was nice to see almost everybody's has a signature dance move.
Almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight up why they get eliminated. Just fully straight up. Why did you make that comment? Nick does a similar thing. He calls out Michelle for the dog thing. Mm-hmm. He has the courtesy to feel bad about it after all. Oh, I didn't mean it to go like this, but like, he is still screwed up by doing it. Chanel and Ava calling out the dance thing as though it even mattered in the first place. Just to see, you know, singles, it's a lack of circle awareness, here.
I gotta say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also have been pointing out that Calvin is always starting the conversation.
Yes.
He's a circle group chats.
He's a blurter.
He sees himself as the leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Between him and Nick, those two guys have got to, you know, jump in at the start of every circle chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big okay. Nick energy.
All right. We're going to get some ratings here. Anything jump out to you for week one ratings?
They seemed pretty split all over the place here, where, you know, Calvin does feel he's feeling the bromance with Nick. Nick is mostly feeling it back, but he was going for that flirt mance with Ava. Daniel seemed to like Kay a lot, which was interesting. And he also seemed to like Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle thinks Nick is arrogant. He's just here for a hookup.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no lies detected.
But a lot of people, Daniel put Kai number one, Michelle put Kai number one, or as Kay, sorry. And Roxana put Kay number one as well. So it was not surprising at all that she ended up as the number one spot here.
Yeah, I think these rankings must have been close because we saw Ava got a number one ranking from Nick. So unless a bunch of people had Ava like dead last, like I think that this was probably pretty close.
Yes, Kay put Ava last and Nick put Ava first. I assume that she got a lot.
Although Kay, Ava was sixth, not eighth overall.
Yes. And Michelle we didn't actually see any Michelle, or we saw Calvin put Michelle last because the dogs are a distraction from the truth,
mm-hmm.
which is that Michelle is Michael.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sounded a lot better to him, probably at the time,
mm-hmm.
Than it does to us now.
You got to run with it. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they were pretty close overall. I think, you know, Michelle probably just got tanked by the dog question. Ava probably gets tanked by that comment with Kay putting her low there. And then the rest of it is decently, you know, mm-hmm. you know, tied for fourth is Nick and Ashley. Daniel's up there and then Calvin and Kay. The one that did surprise me was Roxana. Again, I feel like we just didn't get enough from her in the episode. Maybe they didn't get much from her in the circle chats either. And maybe that's why she was a bit lower, but we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Let's get to private chat. Kai calls up Chef Calvin.
Yes. She wants to flirt. So let's flirt.
Okay. Flirt incoming, and she's calling up the chef, and he will cook for her any day of the week.
Yeah. You know, not since the fireman Eric said hi to Lisa, has there been such a romantic, he was looking for an answer and she gave it to him. He asked her what was up with her black and white photo. He's like, I'm hoping she says it's because she wants to stand out. Cause that's what I'm into. And she said, I wanted to stand out. It's like,
yeah,
yes.
It's all about vibes. Yeah. And Taryn, this was, I thought it was kind of refreshing where that we have these two seem to like each other. I feel like that all last season, I feel like that we were at like so many people like talking to each other and somebody was catfishing and it wasn't like a real romance. I mean, I think you had Chloe who was like in a flirt mance with everybody. But are we shipping? I know how you feel about shipping.
Mm.
Calvin and Kay.
You know, it's not really shipping, right? If they're already into each other,
mm-hmm.
Shipping is like when you take two people and you stick them together.
Okay. So like we don't do that. But yeah. Are we rooting for a showman?
I think what we have to say is that are we marinating this?
Like Calvin, is that what we're saying? To.
He wants to put some barbecue sauce on Kay and let her marinate in it.
Did he say that?
He did say that. Yeah, that was in the very start.
Did Kay want to be barbecued?
You know, he did not ask. But hopefully if he does end up putting barbecue sauce on her,
I mean,
that it will be a consensual act.
To be fair, barbecue sauce is the most sensual of marinades.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Calvin has over 20 bow ties also, Taryn.
He does. He says it's sad how many bow ties I have.
It seems like a little bit of a humble brag.
Yeah. What do you mean it's sad?
Mm-hmm.
That came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many bow ties do you own, Taryn?
How many bow ties do I own? I might own one bow tie.
Oh, I think I have zero.
I'm not sure if I own a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not tell you the last time. Probably the last time I wore it was when I sung in chamber choir in high school.
Wow. Okay, but you held on to it, a souvenir.
That's why I'm not sure if I have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Nick solved the Rubik's Cube also.
Yes.
BNE.
You know, he's so smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If people only knew. Okay. All right. So we get the reveal of the rankings with Michelle in eighth, all because she didn't kiss the dogs.
It's because you wouldn't kiss the dogs.
Who's that? Chanel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be like four people in this cast. Okay. Yeah. Roxana is seventh. Mm-hmm. Ava is sixth. A tie for Nick and Ashley. Ashley, lost Ashley in the shuffle. After a while.
Again, as the only real catfish here,
Matthew/Ashley.
Yes, not get a lot of content, which it tells me Ashley probably not too long for this world.
Mm-hmm. Third place is Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the reveal first and second. It's Kay and it's Calvin.
Yes, and
the
Calvin
king
did
and the
not
queen
want number
of the
one.
Circle.
You said, give me number two. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Yeah. All right. Kay has to do a solo blocking.
Yes. She doesn't get to hide between, it's two people. We came to an agreement. She has to do it all by herself right away.
Yeah. And so Kay is going to basically give us her short list here. But she starts with Calvin. Like, hey, come on. Come on.
Yeah. Basically, she says it's not Calvin and it's not Roxanne. It could be, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Nick is a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He seems dangerous. Ava seems catfishy.
Yep.
Michelle is not a threat. Not worth taking out.
No.
And she's keeping Ashley. She likes Ashley. And Daniel hasn't gotten a chance to talk to her. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The second I saw that three people gave Kay the number one ranking, I was like, okay, Ava's gone. Like, right? Because she's going to get the influencer and she's going to want Ava gone because of the dumb comment. And
yeah,
there it is.
So we know there's going to be a twist coming up. But Taryn, in season two, we got so much drama, probably the most drama out of the whole season had to do with the first influencer blocking. And like how that decision was made. Do you think that was the right call to give Kay a solo opportunity to block here?
Not particularly, especially this early in the game, because part of it too, last time was that like they made a call to save somebody. And then there were lots of private conversations. I mean, we talked about how, you know, last season they waited a while to get that first blocking. And so there were the relationships had already built. This was definitely just purely on first impressions. And nobody felt attached enough to Ava to really care, which I think that's fine. I think what we would probably see now is that the second blocking will probably have a bit more of an impact. But I do think that part of the magic of the first one is that the ratings were from first impressions. The blocking was subsequently from the relationships that had been built. So there was a disconnect there that caused some drama.
Yeah.
Whereas this season, if we do get some the second blocking, it will probably be like, okay, the person that wins it is the person who they want to have in control, and they will do something that makes sense to everybody, and there was less likely to be drama.
All right. So Ava gets to go and visit somebody. I think Ava and Chanel think they're going to go see Kay.
Yes.
They're not. They're going into a secret room.
Yes. And this is not surprising, I think, at this point in our circle watching mode. They end up in the control room or whatever they call it. Their reactions to me were hilariously, not enthused.
Yeah. They wanted to leave.
They were just like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. What is this? Yeah.
You have been the first person, but don't rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody else would have been like, oh, like okay, we're not out of the game yet.
Yeah.
But they were like, stop it. What do you want from us? You have a second chance. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. We're done. So we're over it. I'm ready to leave. All right. So I accidentally watched the first couple of minutes of the next episode. I told Taryn this before we started that I turned it on. I accidentally started watching episode 2 first, and I saw like the first like 5 minutes of episode 2. And I was like, boy, they really just jumped right into the middle of this circle season. Wow, this is really like they're picking it up like a J.J. Abrams style of like
here we are. Storytelling.
Right.
Yeah.
In media res. Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So no, I just started watching the wrong episode. But anyway, so I know what they're going to do with them that if I may. I'd like to just discuss. I don't know that too much. I just know what I just know what their chance to get back into the game is. If people don't mind, if I say it, if I may spoil the first 2 minutes of the next episode.
Well, let me tell you what I assume this is. I have not watched any of the second episode. In the UK version, they did something that I assume is going to be very similar, where they had somebody come back in who was the first person that was blocked. They came back in as one of the other players. And then they divided the two players. One was blue tally and one was orange tally. Mm-hmm. The rest of the circle had to then vote on which one they would keep at the end of the, you know, cycle or whatever. So it was up to the eliminated player to convince them that like, hey, I'm the real one. Or just vote to keep me.
Yeah. So it sounds like what they're going to do, that they are going to be cloning. It seems like that Ava and Chanel don't really understand the concept of cloning. So they're going to be cloning them. Yeah. It's a little bit like the old Star Trek episode where there's like somebody posing as Captain Kirk. It's like, no, shoot the other one.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Spider-Man pointing to the other. Yeah.
This worked out very well in the UK version. So I have high hopes. It happened to like the best possible person. She got so upset that somebody was pretending to be her. And she's, that's not me. And then even in the private conversations, the person was pretending to still be the real Tally. And she's like, you can't even admit it to me. Like it was amazing. So I hope this plays out well. I think it has a lot of potential. I like that they're doing it again.
Yeah. And then if the real person gets eliminated, then Chanel and Ava will have to play the rest of the game as this other person.
and then if they make it to like the reveal and they come in like, did we get rid of the real?
Do they inherit like their photo album?
If
they go in as Calvin, like, do they inherit the whole drip album?
All of the drips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every one of them.
Okay. Who do you think would be the easiest person to catfish as of the 8 players?
So that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, 7 players.
You've got to figure out like basically who has said the least amount about themselves.
Yeah.
First of all, ideally, you know, it didn't seem like a lot of private conversations happened, like trying to impersonate Kay or Calvin, given that we know they've had a private conversation, they've shared some things would probably be pretty difficult, but you don't know that they've had that conversation necessarily, but trying to like impersonate the top player right now, probably not a good idea. Mm-hmm. The people on top probably have the best connections, have probably had
good
the most
point.
Conversation.
Yeah.
So you want to pick from that like lower half group. And you want to pick somebody that, that you feel that you can impersonate, you can play this character. And that, has, you know, again, revealed the least amount about themselves. There have to be like, you know, if you try to impersonate Michelle, you'd better know a lot about, you know, where she's from, being Southern, being a mom, because if they can out, you know, talk you about things that are obvious about themselves, you're going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I think probably the best bet here is somebody like Nick, who is already lying about himself, trying to pretend he's a drummer. And so if they ask him questions about being a drummer, he'll probably not do particularly well at them either.
Yeah.
And Ava, as a singer-songwriter, probably actually could pretend to be a drummer if she needed to. So
they should go with Ashley. They could probably do Ashley better than this other guy, Matthew, could.
Yes. I mean, that is the other thing. Obviously, picking an already existing catfish is easy because you're both lying.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. Okay. Tara, anything else about the Circle season three?
I'm excited. I'm happy with the cast. I'm looking forward to watching more of these. I feel like, again, I feel like this is one of the better premieres that I've seen from the Circle US. And so hopefully that that carries forward and it's going to be good.
Okay. All right. We will come back over the weekend and have a live show. We'll talk about the next three episodes of The Circle season three on robhasawebsite.com. So be on the lookout for that. In addition to that, all of our Survivor preseason coverage is up now at this point. Check out all of our preseason Survivor interviews as well. And then we have so much going on in the world of Big Brother as well.
Yes, lots going on in Big Brother land. It's of course, I'm live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And then after every episode, we're live to recap it. I'm also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I watch the episodes live and I also just, I'm on there to chat about things all the time. So if you have, you know, questions about the, you know, Big Brother or even The Circle, I'm going to hang out with me on Twitch.
All right. Well, Taryn, great getting back together with you to talk some Circle today. And we'll be back on Saturday for much more. Talk about all of week one here on Rob as a Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.